River Farm Network. Biological certainly getting a lot of buzz. The Red River Farm Network asked FMC Regional Technical Service Manager Gail Stratman how farmers are responding to this move towards biologicals.
Well, a lot of times they're interested, but they're skeptical at first. And so I think one of the biggest challenges that FMC has taken on in the biological area is, look, here's what a biological is, here's what it can do, here's what it can't do. And so a lot of times it's not a one-for-one swap, but what we're really utilizing is saying, look, a synthetic chemistry will get you this far. Put a biological with that, now it takes you one step further. It takes the enhancement a little farther. You see a little better performance.
Where it works, biologicals can have many advantages.
We see biostimulants where we're getting better root growth, better early season development, better early season vegetative growth, more plant health. We're fending off nematodes and protecting that crop from early season nematode damage. So it really adds another realm to that if we can do a good job educating people on what it can and can't do so they can utilize it on the acres where it fits and not use it where it's not going to provide them a return and really provide that grower the maximum opportunity to gain more ROI by using a biological in their system.
Acres and